House lawmakers voted 166-4 to give oversight of video gaming machines to the Georgia Lottery Corporation. The legislation requires video gaming machines to be hooked up to a centralized monitoring system. Republican Representative Matt Ramsey sponsored the bill. He says it will crack down on illegal gaming, which has been popping up in the back rooms of gas stations and effectively turning them into casinos with cash payouts.
If we get the money out of these back rooms and these illegal, that's going to shift some money to the lottery that otherwise is going to these machines.
The legislation is part of Governor Deal's agenda. Previously, the governor stated numerous times he's against the expansion of gambling in the state. Ramsey says the bill is consistent with the governor's stance.
I think this is actually an anti-gambling bill. It's going to shut down all these rogue operators that are out there misusing the system.
Earlier this week, Governor Deal also told reporters he hasn't changed his mind and says he supports the bill for several reasons.
That way we will know where these machines are located. We will know who owns those machines, and we will know something about the way the payouts are, which are not supposed to be cash payouts. The advantage is that it will be a positive for the lottery.
Meanwhile, a handful of lawmakers, like Republican Representative Charles Gregory, opposed the bill.
As Republicans who supposedly believe in a free market, why do you think it's okay for the government to operate a monopoly on the gambling industry?
If the bill is approved by the Senate, those taking part in legal video gaming would continue not to receive cash payouts. Instead, winners could receive lottery tickets and other prizes. Michelle Worth, WABE News.